This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo! Friday with the Chet Buchanan Show. It's always good. We're always happy.
Yes.
Although, toy drive preview right now, 20 days out, and step outside right now. You want to know what it's going to be like in 20 days?
This Man.
Although, you know what's funny? It's warmer. It's warmer today than it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It don't feel like it.
I feel like there's just a little bit more wind today, and that's what gets, like, the cold is okay as long as we're all stable, but when the wind kicks in, I'm like, you're either giving me Beyonce or I'm freezing.
Are we ever stable? I mean, no, really.
No.
That has a lot of connotations. That has a lot of meanings. Are we ever stable? Not particularly.
Not really.
But 20 days till toy drive, and I really feel like this is where it's starting. And I'm amateur weather nerd this time of the year. So it's literally storm after storm after storm. And they're backed up. They're backed up like, I don't know. Where do you back up to pick stuff up? Nothing but cakes. I don't know why that came to mind. They're backed up like they're going to be tomorrow at Pink Box up in the Northwest.
Yes.
Waiting for little Michaela Gordon out there at the brand new Pink Box. What time are you there?
8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
What?
Now, I know.
That's dumb because here we are at work at 6, but man, it seems like that's early.
I know. It's donut hour.
It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on a Saturday seems too much.
Yeah, they're like, come on, Michaela, let's do it. Bring your energy.
6 o'clock on a Friday, this is what we do. 8 o'clock on a Saturday seems like
it's true.
Combat pay. I'm not sure. but for Pink Box, well, I'd be willing to do a lot.
Oh, yeah. Free donut. I'm there.
And I got to be honest, I'd be willing to have you do a lot for Big Bucks. So thank goodness. Did Snoop Dogg show up at your gig last night? It's been bothering me since like 11 o'clock last night. And don't ask what I was doing up at 11, but I was.
I know that's late for you.
Did he show up?
My guy did not show up. We were waiting. We were prepared. He didn't come.
So run us through this whole thing. So it's your normal Thursday night thing at Nowhere Lounge at Fontainebleau. However, there was a twist. So I'm not kidding you. every once in a while, Michaela would disappear earlier this week. She would just leave. And I was like, are you sick? Is everything good? No, I have to learn all these Snoop Dogg and I have to learn Warren G regulate, which made me laugh so hard because I'm just thinking about her talking about, you know, being strapped and gats and having to lay people down and, you know, and all the things and all that Warren G and the homies got to regulate. And that made me laugh to no end because, you know, the gat, as it were, would be, I can just see Michaela with both hands, you know, just trying to, this thing's heavy.
Yeah. You holding know on I mean? For a dear life.
Yeah. So, and then when you squeeze, all over the place, you know, just nuts. So you learned all these songs. You were ready. It was a Snoop Dogg party, a Snoop Dogg and Dre party, right?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. So Dre and Snoop have a new album coming out, but they also dropped a new gin line. It's called Still Gin. Yeah. So they wanted to have the event at the place where I normally sing, but it was a separate event. They could do whatever they want. They hired my band to do the private event. So we knew we needed to have like the vibe. Sure. So we learned this whole Snoop Dre medley. It was really dope. My band is incredible. They killed it.
And it was funny because I asked you this too. And I said, is that not the worst possible thing that you could do is go and sing their songs? And you said, well, no, because we switch it up and we do a different, like you do a, like a jazzy version, which is kind of cool. And so by the time. Dope. Yeah, right. And by the time they realize what you're doing, you're already halfway done doing it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we never really did notice that hot girl in the sparkly dress up there. Look what she's doing. And then they're sucked in and you got them.
Yes, exactly. And so we did. We turned all these songs, G Thang, like you said, Regulate, Gin and Juice. And so their team was there. They said Snoop and Dre may come by, so we needed to be ready. Unfortunately, they didn't, but their team was there. The gin line was there. Also, Snoop's dropping a jewelry line, so they had some of the jewel pieces there. It was very cool. You forget how much some of these OGs have like really done, including like the songs that they've done.
Oh God, yeah.
It was crazy. So they didn't come, but we had so much fun. And they're getting ready to drop the gin line. It's supposed to be really great.
Yeah. And the big difference too is that you're not, I mean, I can just see this could go one of two ways. It could either be really cool the way you do it, right?
Oh yeah.
Or it's cheesy lounge singer going, hey, Snoop Doggy Dog in the house.
Listen to we had rehearsal. I told the boys, I said, be brutally honest. You can drag me for filth. If this sounds insane, do not let me, please, I'm Jake. Don't let this be an SNL skit that I don't want to be a part of. And the boys were like, all right, bro, go ahead. And I was like, okay.
Would love to go viral. Not this way. You know, like not that way. No.
It's hard to embarrass me, but I would be so embarrassed if it went the other way.
I seem to recall a while back getting an email, you know, just because of content and whatever, saying that we can't play this song, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know why. Listen, I don't care. You don't care. We don't care. But you know the people that care. But my guess is they're not up this early, so I'm not worried about it. Yeah, by the way, none of you tell either. Keep your yap shut about this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, who's playing this stupid game for the first pick?
Jordan Martin Lamb from Whitney Ranch.
Hey, Jordan, you ready for this? Did you hear us? Did you hear us do it a minute ago?
Yes.
Okay, the name of the game is called Switcheroo, Disney version. So I'm going to take Disney films and switcheroo their names. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the opposite of it. You buzz in with your name, like Michaela's hometown throwdown, and the first one to three wins, or until I run out of questions, which actually will be pretty soon. So, you know, this won't take long. The pain will be over quickly. And here's the big secret, Jordan. You're getting the Jeff Dunham tickets anyway. So, you know, don't exert. Yeah, mm-hmm. don't strain anything.
But also, Jordan sounds so confident and cool. I'm definitely going to get my butt whooped.
You're going to get drilled on already.
This. Here's the thing. I'm like the Disney queen over here.
It's oh, my God. Of course.
Come on, Michaela. Let's see what you can do
now. I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. Here we go. Switcheroo. Number one, Ugly and the Human.
Beauty and the Beast. Wait.
You have to buzz in first.
Jordan.
You have to buzz in first, Michaela. Well, okay, and then you got to wait until we go. Okay, you're both a problem right now. You both. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to give you both a point because you're both obnoxious.
And I did like physically raise my hand, forgetting that we were she on did. Air.
She did.
I just got the whole thing wrong.
And there was no way for me to mouth to her, say your name. Say your name. All right, so it's 1-1. Nice job, though, both of you. Switcheroo, Disney version. Fix It, Sarah.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, Mika. All of a sudden, she's gone from having clue to being just a savant. Michaela's got two. Switcheroo, Disney version. Melted.
Oh, Michaela.
Michaela, for the win.
Frozen.
Frozen, yes. I want to keep playing. Switcheroo, Disney version. Straightened.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Tangled. Oh. I don't know how this is happening.
Who would have believed? Yeah, I don't either.
I swear to God, I don't have the answers. I swear.
We switcherooed how this was going to go. All of a sudden, it's switcherooed. And we thought you were going to get your butt kicked, and you're destroying poor Jordan.
She is. You know what? I got to give it to Michaela, but that's what Spartans do, so.
Thank you,
switcheroo. Disney version. The City Movie. City. The word was city, not
City movie.
Adrian. The City Movie.
City Movie.
City Movie. The opposite of city is, and the opposite of a movie is. What's a movie before it becomes a movie?
A script.
You're so Hollywood.
The show.
So LA. I don't
Jungle,
know, dude.
Jungle Book.
Oh.
City Movie, Jungle Book.
Cute.
City Movie, Jungle Book.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That was a city question. Ha ha ha, Adrian. All right, last one, just for fun. Awake Ugly.
Michaela.
Michaela, for the win.
Sleeping Beauty, baby.
Yeah, man. Well, you're not even nice about it.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, jeez, Jordan, I'm sorry. How embarrassing.
Oh, my God, Jordan, sorry.
All right.
Wow. Didn't see that coming. Wow, my goodness. Well, have fun at Jeff Dunham. We'll see you there.
I love the morning zoo, and I cannot wait for Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Wow, you've been around a minute. So Toy Drive is in 20 days. And then when Jeff Dunham comes around and we all go to the show, if you see me, I'll buy you a drink. You know that'll happen.
Oh, fantastic.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I have a number of things we need to tell you about. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, less than 30 minutes away. This is why it's important. We're going to do tickets for that Disney Descendants / Zombies Worlds Collide World Tour World, whatever that is. That thing. We've got tickets coming up in just a little bit. Also, Susanna Medellin, we need somebody really smart and really fast on their buzzer because she's going for win number 5. Are you going to be the one? You know, are you going to be the one to stop her?
Come on.
We'll find out, won't we? Golden Knights play in Utah tonight. I would listen. I'm not a betting guy because I'd have no house. You know,
I hear that. Won't do it.
But if I were to be that person, I might be inclined to put a little extra on the Golden Knights tonight. Here's why. They're in the middle of Dad's trip. So Michaela, every year, and pretty much every hockey team does this. They do a mom's trip and they do a dad's trip. Mm-hmm. This one, they had the dads all come here. They fly with the guys to Anaheim. They all go to the game. You know, there's 20 guys, 20 dads.
Sure.
They all go to the game. They're in a suite. And then they party and have a great time. And they're all so proud of their kids.
Cute.
And then they go with them. And the last part of Dad's trip, I believe the last part of Dad's trip is tonight in Utah. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. And the guys, here's the thing. So yeah, they're professionals and this is their job. We forget that. Trust me, fans are way more into the whole, we hate the Red Wings, you know, or whoever. We hate LA. They, you know, it's their job and they're glad to play in the NHL and all that kind of stuff. But you don't think that they're a little extra inspired when they play Utah or when they play in front of their dads?
Oh my God, dude. Yes.
You know,
look, Chad, I wish I could say I was watching that, but I'm going to be devoted to Mike Tyson in this Jake Paul fight. That's what I will literally be watching.
I know.
And it's intense. So not to change the subject. I love dads.
No, but it's yeah, you could probably do both because they're going to have like three prelim fights. You switch back and forth. The Jake Paul thing, the Mike Tyson thing is at 5 and then Golden Knights play at 6.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can flip back and forth.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I'm so weirded out by this because, you know, I've said a million times, both of my parents would have gone to jail 100 times over. Not because they were bad parents. Well, judging by today's standards, bad parents. And it's, man, it's tough. Not only are kids difficult, but now you can't do nothing. A mom in Georgia, and they live kind of out in the sticks, right? She got arrested because her kid, who's 10 years old, 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story? You're nodding your head.
I saw it.
10-year-old son walked into town alone. They live less than a mile away. He decided he wanted to go to the store. Her name's Brittany. His name's Soren. Doesn't matter. He actually just turned 11 the other day, but he was 10 when this heinous crime was perpetrated. They have a farm outside the small town of Mineral Bluff near the Tennessee border. Only a few hundred people live there. I only tell you that to give a little context. And good Lord. Yeah. And for me, I'm like, it's like when I talk about the farm up in Seattle, that's what this is. Because the farm's like a mile, literally it's a mile down the road from town. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. So back on the day before Halloween, Brittany took her other kid to the doctor. Soren, 10 years old, supposedly was out playing in the woods. He just decided to walk into town. I don't know. Maybe he wanted a soda, whatever it was. But Soren walked into town without telling anybody. Random woman sees him on the side of the road. She asks if he's okay. By the way, speed limit on this particular road is only 35. So it's not Lord. Like nobody's walking down the road. So she's like, are you okay? And he says, yes, I'm fine. She calls the cops anyway. Brittany gets a call from the cops letting her know that they picked the kid up. They said that he could have been hit by a car. He could have been kidnapped. She didn't think it was that big a deal. She says that he can handle, you know, walk. Dude.
Well, listen, it's a ton of 300 people. You couldn't just text her and be like, hey, I've got your kid. Doesn't everybody know each other? I mean, like, yeah, it's a small town. He's walking. He's fine. I used to walk around Las Vegas, a town of how many when I was 10 years old? It's a normal thing.
Well, when you were 10 years old, there were only a few. Never mind. Just joking. It's I'm joking. Don't look at me like that. When I got into this business, I was 15 years old. I rode my bike 17 miles down farm roads. A half dozen times I had to literally ditch it into blackberry bushes because there were two farm trucks coming, you know, the same way at the same time, opposite way at the same time.
Yeah.
There was no room for me on my bike. And guess who took priority? The trucks, mm-hmm. not the bike. You know, mm-hmm. now you got to stop and everybody holds up a flag or whatever it is you do. I don't know how it works. And I get all of that because of safety and things like, but oh man, they, okay. So later on that night, she gave her kid a talking to at home. And that should have been it. Later that night, the cops showed up, cuffed her in front of her three kids.
Traumatizing.
charged her with reckless conduct and released her on $500 bail. Then child services came the next day for a welfare check. God.
Honestly, that kind of, it does piss me off because I feel like parents get away with a lot more than that. Like, she's letting her kid walk around. Thank God he's not in front of a video screen. We can't even get our kids outside now. I feel bad for this mom. I really do. I hope this turns into something that benefits her.
Well, there you go. So they said, we might drop the charges if she agreed to sign something that said another adult would always be there as a safety person. Now, listen, I get it. There's going to be some people right now that are screaming at their radio going, yes, they should be there. She's a...
Why?
Also, she'd have to I tag him. Whatever. What do they call that?
Put a little tag on him.
Put a tag on him to track his location.
This feels aggressive.
So she refused, hired a lawyer, and then some group called the National Association of Parents has launched a GoFundMe to help with the legal bills.
Good.
And they're going to fight this out in court.
Thank God.
Wow. Crazy. So if we had time, I would open up the phones for the next hour and have people go, man, when I was a kid.
Yeah, right?
The world has changed, people. And we don't have an hour to take phone calls right now. So.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 20 days till toy drive. 20. Count it. And it's going to really start feeling like it, too. We'll be lucky for the next week to break... If we hit 60, 65 is crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
literally, we're going to hover around 60 for a daytime high. And then tonight, we start overnight lows, like down into the 40, 41. Wait. Yeah. So get ready. Toy drive, 20 days away. If you can believe it, 20. It's time, kids. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm going to resist the urge to go out into the garage this weekend to check, because I get this weird OCD that like once I start checking something, then I won't stop checking something.
No, I hear that. I deeply hear that.
I'll triple guess myself on stuff. So instead, I'm going to stay comfortably in my living room and prepare for the Mike Tyson fight later on tonight.
Oh, my God.
Michaela, who's winning that fight? Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Let me say, the ring girls. That's who's winning.
I want to get to that in a minute. Right now, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
At Mike Tyson.
Adrian, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
I got Jake Paul.
Oh.
I'm really scared that's going to be the thing. Now... Do you believe, Adrian, do you believe this fight is fixed?
100%. That's why I said Jake Paul won.
Oh, man.
Because what happened yesterday, Mike Tyson slapped Jake Paul, right?
Okay. Yeah, that was my other question. Do you believe that was fake?
No.
I mean, no, it was a real slap. He slapped him, but I think it was orchestrated, yes.
I have some insight.
Well, let's go. Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Unexpected development. Yeah, unexpected development here. Yeah. Let's go to Jeff Buchanan Show Boxing Insider.
Yes.
Michaela Gordon with the latest news.
Sources are telling me that my coach who trains me is now a part of Team Tyson.
That's true.
She does. I can assure you,
she is on the inside.
This is not a rigged match. They've been prepping. They've been getting ready. Mike is ready. They've been getting his stamina high. And I really think Mike can take this.
Well, they're not telling him. They're not telling him if the fix is in, because he'll tell you and you'll blab. There's no way they're telling him. They'd be like, he's going to tell that little one and she'll go over there and...
Oh. When you make that point, that makes sense. Maybe I don't have breaking news. Just
give him his money. This has been breaking news. Sources close to Michaela. I did forget about that Michaela's trainer is Mike Tyson's trainer also.
Yeah.
So, which explains why his butt looks so good.
Exactly.
Now it makes perfect sense.
The glutes are saluting.
Mike was out there in his drawers, doing his little bikini drawers.
I know.
Because he was trying to make weight. Did he have to make weight? Was there a point to that? Or was Mike just, you know?
He was just showing off.
This might be the last time I can do this and not get arrested, you know?
Exactly.
Where I can go out and, hey, look at me. And
they're like, Mike, put your clothes back on. No one asked you for that.
I am also told, speaking of inside information, I'm told that Jake stepped on his foot and didn't mean to, and that there's video of that somewhere. I haven't seen it yet.
He did.
Yeah, you saw it? Okay, so he did. But you still, Adrian, you salty, you know what?
What am I salty about? What happened?
You're salty about this fight. Don't even start.
No, I think it's going to be great. It'll be fun. It'll be a spectacle. I do think it's orchestrated. God, and just like wrestling, when you see the guy before the fight, the guy who gets the last little laugh, which would be Mike Tyson because he slapped Jake Paul, that means the other guy's going to win. That's how it works in wrestling. I think that's how it's going to work in boxing.
And if you see Jake turn his glove like he did with, who was the other boxer that he, it was so bad. Jake turned his left glove, turned his glove over. Then, who was that? And then literally the guy dropped his left hand. No, the other one, the one before that.
I can't recall.
Not Shane Mosley. It was the other guy. But he dropped his left glove and then Jake just clocked him. And it was so, I don't want to see Mike go out like that.
I don't either. That's what I'm really hoping for. I hope Mike stays the legend that he is. Because also Jake Paul's kind of annoying to me. Personal point.
Oh, no. Jake Paul's annoying to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect what he's done. I respect what Paul, I respect their money that they've made and the empire that they've made for themselves. And Jake's working hard too. Yeah. I just like to see him fight. I mean, not for nothing too. Mike Tyson, 30 years older than him. Mm-hmm. Oh, Adrian, I wanted to ask you, I was worried that because they were talking about rules that they put in place. So it's 2 minute rounds and heavier gloves. They're like 14 ounce gloves or whatever, which is bigger than the normal. So they're softer. I was worried that it was going to be like that Roy Jones Jr. Mike Tyson fight where everybody agreed they wouldn't hit each other in the head. And I was like, God, I hope that's not the deal. Mm-hmm. Are you upset with those rules being put in place, Adrian?
No, for the record, this will count on the professional records, whoever wins and loses, which has been a difference. Sometimes they're just considered like an exhibition. So the gloves are bigger because it offers more protection because they wear more. But because this counts on the actual record books, like I'm happy about that. So it's not going to be like that fight where they couldn't hit each other in the head. It is possible. So someone can get knocked out.
When Adrian... Just so you've seen on social that we record all, we do video for all of this stuff. And when Adrian goes into fight commentator mode, he starts looking at the camera, which is awesome. Right, yeah. It was great. I was like, all of a sudden I was like, I'm paying attention because you're really serious right now. Right. Yes. You're telling, he really means all of this.
I didn't even realize that.
I am also told, and just for the rest of us, I am told that there are a lot of businesses that want to show the fight. Netflix doesn't have a business. Like Netflix is Netflix and that's it. You know, like a lot of other places that show pay-per-view stuff, they have a business side to them. There's the public side and then there's the business side, right? Netflix doesn't have that set up. So basically if you have Netflix, in theory, you could show the fight, but there's a lot of bars and whatnot that are concerned that Netflix is going to sue them. So that if you call them and go, hey, you showing the fight? They just say no, even though they're gonna. So the talk on the internet this morning was go in and talk to somebody you know at your favorite bar that might actually tell you the truth.
Well, so you know, it's crazy though. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm hoping, I don't know if you guys remember this, when the Love is Blind finale came out and Netflix was streaming it live, all the TVs crashed and everybody was like, no, we had to wait the next day. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen either, where everyone's doing Netflix, even at the bars, and then too many loads, too many downloads, and it just crashes.
Who had Love is Blind finale at the same time as talking about Mike Tyson fight on their bingo card today? Not me. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
I love that. I would imagine they, because this will be triple that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sure. So,
yeah. In fact, honestly, that's the bet that I would make on this is whether Netflix is going to crash or not. And I would take the over all day long. Mm-hmm. We probably should get going here. Susanna Medellin of Inspirata attempts to become, speaking of champs, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata is attempting to become our 13th five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. If you think you've got what it takes to stop her from getting a coveted championship belt, if you think you've got what it takes to win and score yourself a pair of tickets to Disney Descendants / Zombies Worlds Collide World Tour at T-Mobile on Saturday, July 26th, then you better call 702-364-9898 and be caller number 25 right now as we play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm excited about this one. I really am. I don't know why. I'm kind of fired up for
it. Yeah.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Susanna Medellin has been an absolute terminator through this. She's given Inspirata their first wins, their first four wins on the big board. In fact, just noting a moment ago, Inspirata has moved up into like the top five all time, thanks to the efforts of Susanna Medellin, who also has bad Bluetooth, and you can hear his feeding back in the background. Susanna, how are you? You good?
Good. How are you guys?
We're awesome.
Good.
Big plans for the weekend?
I'm not sure yet. Right now, I'm just really hoping I get this win.
Just focused.
Yeah, she's focused. Look at
that. Just focused.
Yeah, don't distract her.
Who's your challenger?
We got Amber Toe representing Mountain's Edge.
All right, then. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber's like, I just hope I can get some tickets. Why do I get the sense that you might be sneaking this phone call at work?
I'm at home. It's just my grandparents are sleeping.
I gotcha. Yeah, you're just trying to be cool. Not wake anybody up. Sometimes we forget it's 7:20 in the morning.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, we're in the middle of it. We're putting on a show. Sometimes we forget it's like dark 30 for a lot of people. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I get it. So here's how it works. First 1 to 3 wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. All right? Anybody have any questions? Because this is a big one today. Everybody got it straight?
Yeah.
All right, right on then. Your quiz master is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth both appeared at the Wicked screening, but what animated movie were they in?
Did Amber answer? Did I hear Amber? Amber, did you answer?
No.
You did not. Susanna, did you buzz in?
I did.
Oh, because I was like, the next question was, am I just hearing voices in my head? Which is entirely possible as well. Susanna, your answer, please.
Frozen?
Is the answer Frozen? Yeah. Yeah. It was a complex question, but a simple answer. You're right. Frozen. Mm-hmm. And the champ is off and running.
This legendary rapper has a new album coming out with Dre, and he's currently a voice on The Judge, dropping a jewelry line. What is his name?
Better get it.
Susanna.
Susanna.
Is it Snoop?
It is Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
2-0, Susanna, on the verge of becoming our 13th ever 5-time champion. She's up 2-0.
This business mogul has just launched a financial literacy program for historic Black colleges, and his wife, Beyonce, is pretty happy about it.
I didn't hear it, Susanna. Adrian. Did you?
I heard it,
Susanna. I didn't say anything yet. I didn't hear anybody say anything yet. Unbelievably.
Susanna, did you buzz in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
This is really hard today. It's really hard. It's much too hard for a Friday. I got to be honest with you. Susanna for the win.
Is it Jay-Z?
Of course it's Jay-Z. Yeah. Yeah. And Susanna's a 5-time champ.
Congratulations.
Amber, hang up before you wake up the grandparents, okay?
Aww.
Hang up. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Susanna, wow. Susanna Medellin, and it wasn't even close.
Uh-uh.
Not even once. It wasn't even close.
Never.
Inspirata gets their 5th win. Susanna gets her 5th win, and along with that, retires as a 5-time champion. We're going to give you Disney Descendants Zombies tickets. We're going to order you. When we order all the rest of them, you'll actually be the 13th, so we've got 12 more to order ahead of yours. But eventually, you will get a Michaela's Hometown Throwdown Championship belt. I promise I'll do it before Thanksgiving. I promise.
Sounds good.
I promise.
All right.
Wow. Any parting words as champion?
Good one.
Gotcha, guys.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
Susanna Medellin from Inspirata, the 5-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We were just sitting here laughing with the whole. Susanna, any final words? Gotcha, guys.
Okay.
2-1. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, if you go back and watch the slap, the Mike Tyson slap on Jake Paul. Adrian thinks it's what'd you say? Not premeditated, orchestrated. That was
yes.
Weird. I'm like, that's a good word for that. You thought it was orchestrated. I don't know. Just boy, I'll say this. Mike's a good actor. Then because that looked like it had some fury to it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part, while we're all now fixated on did he step on his foot, which apparently Jake stepped on Mike's foot and all this. Michaela, tell everybody what you noticed.
The real heroes are the ring girls. If you would have seen them, they're standing their hands on hips, looking gorgeous, smiling bright as can be. And then when it goes down and Mike slaps Jake, their eyes get so big,
right.
But they're still smiling in character, hands on hips. But you see the fear in their eyes, but not one flinch, not one move. They were like, girls, even if the place goes down in fire, you stand here with that smile on your face. Sure. And I want to applaud them for doing the Lord's work, really. They look beautiful.
Them. You see them kind of nod. They do the nod
because
they're holding. They're doing the smile like I am right now. You can hear it, right?
Yes.
You can hear it. And they're doing it. And, you know, it's like, holy crap. Did you see that?
Yeah, dude. And I don't want to be on any stage that Mike Tyson is hitting anybody. That can break out so bad. Like, get me off. They were like, okay, girls, just be cool. Smile.
Charity.
All right.
Charity, do you think we're going to die?
Just keep sucking in, sister.
Yeah, I don't know, Chastity. Just stand there. Wait until they come and tell us we can go.
Yeah.
Just don't keep smiling. I don't know. That's what they're paying us for.
You're doing great, girls.
Yeah, it was really good. So next time when you go back and you look at that.
Yeah, look at their faces.
The 177-second survey is coming up in just moments. We have, what are we doing for prizes today on that? We are the Gladiator 2 tickets. This, by the way, the marketing on this is masterful.
Incredible.
It's brilliant. So they've trotted Denzel Washington out there and he's like, yep, this is one of my final roles. Got everybody talking about Gladiator 2. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about, and this is so brilliant. He's like, yeah, I kissed a guy in the movie.
I know.
But you won't see it. but you won't see it. Now, yes, some might say that we still got sucked in by that because we're talking about it now.
Sure.
But there are others who are like, oh, did you hear about Denzel Washington? Gladiator 2? They kissed the dude, but you're not going to see it. But that's because they want you to talk about Gladiator 2.
Of course.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant marketing. And I trust nothing, which is why I can't believe why I'm believing that this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight is legitimate tonight. But I just don't want to see Mike go out like that.
I feel the same way.
I want it to be real. Don't smirk at me, Adrian.
I know.
He's smirking behind the scenes.
I'm curious of how you will react if Mike does lose. Like, it's how bummed out would you be, honestly?
Well,
I'd be pretty bummed out.
Yeah. If it's
baddest
bad.
Man on the planet losing to a YouTuber from Cleveland.
I could cry. Oh, stop. Oh, I forgot about the Cleveland. No wonder you're so for everybody who doesn't know, Adrian is obviously from Cleveland, and I forgot. Okay, I didn't even.
Same.
You could have asked me where.
Oh my God.
The evil laugh. Nice.
Set.
All right. Okay, we've been sucked in on a variety of levels today.
For like 2 hours. I'm like, what is your investment in this?
Okay. Yeah, he's been way into it.
Smirking,
since the start of the show.
Head shaking.
Yeah.
Taunting.
And no. Again, I was like, how much DayQuil have you taken? And he's like, strangely, none today. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
He's had this in his back pocket all day, just waiting to unleash that beast.
Spring it on us.
Way to go.
Yeah, okay. Now it all makes sense. So we're going to switch up the 177-second survey today. Well, sort of. It's rapid fire round. It's called agree or disagree. Okay? Agree or disagree. Your chance to win Gladiator 2 tickets to see that before anybody else. All coming up in the next 10 minutes. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime and Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order that gourmet go-to-go meal. I call it a go-to meal, but it's the to-go meal. It's both. It should be complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings, and
all the add-ons.
What are you doing? Don't go all out. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. Wait, so Michaela's trainer is also helping to train Mike Tyson for the fight. By the way, where are they doing this fight at?
Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Are they going to put 100,000 in there?
They've sold at least 80,000 from what I've heard.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Kind of surprised they didn't do Allegiant.
I know.
Well, you know why? Because Jerry World's bigger. You know what I mean? They just went, okay, what's the biggest place we can go to? All right, let's go to Cowboy Stadium. Great.
Mm-hmm. There still hasn't been a boxing fight in Allegiant Stadium, but it'll happen soon enough.
That's crazy.
Yeah, one would think. So Michaela's trainer, which explains why Mike's butt looks so good.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
keep doing that joke until somebody laughs. He just sent you a text with an update on fight.
Yeah. When we said good morning. Yeah. I said good morning. He said good morning. We were talking about something. He saw the video of me doing Snoop. He was like, all right, Mick, because he knew we were stressed about it. I said, how's everybody feeling? He said, Team Tyson feels good. He just made weight yesterday. They had to pull 12 pounds off of him to make weight in just a few days.
What weight?
That was stressful. He's usually bigger, apparently, but the weight limit's 230. And they got him to his weight, and he's feeling good. I said, is he mad about the Jake Paul slap? He said, yeah, we all are, but it's good. Like, it's good for him. And they're feeling like that would be good motivation for him.
No, that fires Mike up.
Yeah,
That gets Mike going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So we'll see.
Also really good for the storyline. To go back on Adrian's side of how this whole thing's working, how it's all a work, as they say in the wrestling biz. It's all a work. Hi, Adrian.
Damn straight.
Who's on the phone right now? Speaking of works,
we got Amanda Lang from Henderson.
Hello, Amanda Lang from Henderson. You ready for your 177-second survey? It's rapid fire. It's a game called Agree or Disagree. I'm just going to make a statement. You tell me whether you agree or disagree. We'll argue about it if there's time at the end. Okay? So, Amanda? So you said Amanda. Amanda, pineapple belongs on pizza. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Michaela.
Disagree. Italian, never.
Adrian, we'll discuss it later. Adrian.
Agree.
Fine.
She's mad. She's mad. She's like, no, I want to fight about this now.
Yeah, I do.
Pineapple belongs on pizza. Agree. We'll discuss. Okay, I'm making a note. We'll discuss this in a minute. Yeah. Social media does more harm than good. Agree or disagree, Amanda?
Disagree in today's age. Yeah.
Michaela.
Disagree.
Rapid fire. Adrian.
Disagree.
Agree. Social media does more harm than good. Morning people are more productive. Agree or disagree, Amanda?
Agree.
Michaela.
Disagree.
Adrian.
Agree.
Also agree. Morning people are more productive. Cats make better pets than dogs. Agree or disagree? Amanda.
Ooh, disagree. I have both. Disagree.
Michaela.
Disagree.
Adrian.
Agree.
A year ago, 2 years ago, I would have been full on agree. No question about it. Well, disagree. They don't make better. No. Coffee is better than tea. Agree or disagree, Amanda?
100% agree.
Michaela.
Agree.
Adrian.
Disagree.
I drink a pretty fair amount of tea, but I'm going to tell you coffee is better. Agree. Pumpkin spice, overrated. Amanda.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Hang up the phone.
Michaela. Agree.
Adrian.
Disagree.
Well, you know how I feel. Reality TV is a waste of time. Agree or disagree, Amanda?
I guess I agree.
Michaela?
Disagree.
Adrian?
Agree.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. It has become a waste of time, I think. I don't know. Summer is the best season. Agree. Not here. Agree or disagree? Ooh. Amanda?
Disagree. Yeah, disagree.
Yeah, Michaela?
Disagree.
Adrian?
Agree.
The summer's the best.
Yes. He
likes it hot. Likes it steamy. People who don't use turn signals are the worst. Agree or disagree, Amanda?
Agree.
Agree.
Adrian?
Disagree.
Why? Why?
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, you're right.
Fine, then. No, they're the worst. Avocado toast is overpriced. Agree or disagree? Amanda?
Yeah, agree. Yeah, I'll agree. Michaela.
Agree.
Adrian?
Disagree.
Now you're just being a pain in the ass. I'm all right, fine. Hey, listen, Amanda, enjoy your what are we giving her? Gladiator 2 tickets. I keep talking myself out of giving away the Gladiator 2 tickets. I go, that can't possibly be right. No, we'll see you at our premiere that we're not telling people where it's at, but it's Tuesday night at 7. So clear your schedule and await secret instructions.
Okay.
And we don't have time to discuss why Adrian's just being a pain.
I just did the opposite of what Michaela said. That's all. If you notice.
I know.
We all noticed.
Yes, we did. We all noticed.
It's about to be a fight in here. Forget Jake and Mike. It's me and Adrian.
You do not want Michaela to go all spider monkey on you.
I'm calling my HR code. Immediately. This is not a safe work environment.
You're right. It's not. You know what? And in the old days, they would have looked at you and gone, what did you do to make that happen? And then we would. Actually, I got to be honest. Please call HR. We'll all go in. Let's go. Today's 177 survey is brought to you by the Neon City Festival in downtown Las Vegas. Not this weekend, but next. Go to neoncityfestival.com and find out more.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How did we get to 757 again? It's twice this week. We're going to get in such trouble. Relationship rehab's great. Gina, I say this with every bit of love and care because she knows. I can tell she knows. Mm-hmm. Gina's funny. Gina's also just a touch crazy. And I love it.
Love it.
It's the greatest thing. She's got a twist Remember a week ago? I don't remember when it was, but remember the woman who was pregnant by her ex, and then she was dating a new guy?
Yes,
she was like, do I have to tell, and how soon do I have to tell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gina's pregnant too, but hear her out. Whether does Gina need to tell? Here's the thing. The baby's not hers.
Oh.
Okay? Let that roll around in your head for a minute.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So, Michaela, as I recall, pineapple, you say, does not belong on pizza. You credit that to your Italian roots?
1,000%. I mean, I could say that even as not an Italian person. Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
As a qualified pizza eater?
Me.
Yeah, as somebody who loves a spicy Hawaiian. And I like the pizza. What? What? Hold on. What are you saying? No, I really do. I love a spicy Hawaiian.
Are you the kind of person that likes ranch on their pizza as well? That feels like that would track.
I've been known.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been known on occasion. But you should also know, I mean, let's be honest, I'm not exactly picky about what I eat. I'm good with whatever. And then on top of it, I married a chef. How?
Oh, yeah. You're living the life.
Where did we go? You said morning people are not more productive, Michaela. And I wanted to, because I always feel like we and those, you know, all of us, our little P1 family, like, mm-hmm. I always feel like we're ahead of the game. You know?
Oh yeah, no, dude. I'm married to a DJ, and we live in Vegas nightlife. Like, I feel like people can wake up at 5 p.m. and be as equally productive as people who wake up at. That's the thing. I never understood people that were like, if you wake up at 4 a.m., you'll be so productive. Like, I just feel like make the best use of your hours. I don't think you have to wake up at 4 a.m. to be the most productive.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If we talk about it like that, yeah.
Yeah.
God,
no, I'm
right.
Still going. I'm still going to believe I'm superior.
Oh God! Shut up.
What else? Cats make better pets than dogs. Boy, that's ugly. Coffee better than tea. Yes, obviously. Pumpkin spice overrated. Sure, it is. Mm-hmm. Reality TV is a waste of time. You don't think so?
No, dude. I got my start on reality TV. If I wouldn't have had reality TV, I wouldn't be here with you right now. So
I don't think of it that way. That's funny. When we said reality TV, I was thinking more like 90 Day Fiance.
But it is though, because I remember that they used to, if you were really bad on American Idol, they'd bump you up just to get you on camera to show that part. So therefore, it is reality TV, because in theory, you're only supposed to be selecting the best singers to try to get the best singer. Once you start getting people that are bad, so that people will watch. That's orchestrating it like reality TV.
Season four,
I will say, like, it was still in a newer season. Like, people were like doing, and it's not because it was my season. Carrie Underwood, that whole season was still like good reality TV. It still wasn't a thing yet. It was the seasons after where they started doing the William Hung things. But I don't think it's a waste.
And you could tell where they were going. Okay. This time we're going to have an R&B singer. This time we're going to have a that.
Yeah.
And they, you know what I mean? And because wasn't Ruben after your season? Wasn't that season 5?
He was before me. He was Clay and Ruben were before me.
Was that before it? Yeah. But even, and at one point Simon even admitted, he was like, yeah, we were looking for a certain thing.
Totally.
And then they went, and Carrie was great. Carrie was amazing, and not for nothing. And it's well known amongst Idol fanatics that you were the victim of the Idol. You'll like this, Adrian, the great Montreal screw job, how that went down in history and wrestling annals. Yeah. What? No, Michaela was the victim of a similar. What was that stupid song that Simon made you sing? The last one that you sang?
Oh, Love will lead you back.
Was that the last one? No, what was the other one? What was the one that, everybody goes, no? Man.
God bless the child.
Yes. Yes. Son of a preacher man.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a preacher man. And they forced you into it. Wow. Yep. And everybody knew. Everybody
and then the phone wires got crossed on voting night.
Oh. Got sent home. Well, how did that happen?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. You're right. All right. Okay. Good.
Yeah. VGK in Utah tonight. It's dad's trip. Raiders going to try and right the ship against Miami. UNLV football, San Diego State tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. Listen, UNLV football 7-2. That building should be packed out. They've got a legitimate shot at going to the college football playoff. Do you understand? 3 years ago, that would
crazy.
No, that would have never happened. Are you kidding me? Running Rebels got a win last night. Lady Rebels play tonight, and 20 days until toy drive.
Let's go.
Relationship rehab. I'm gonna let this chill out just for another second. Gina's been dating Jeff for about 3 weeks. She's pregnant. Hear her out. She's pregnant. The baby's not even hers. We'll explain it all in just a minute. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898 is relationship rehab. I'm saying up front, I'm Team Gina all the way. Whatever Gina wants to do is fine with me. I don't care. Because I think she's fantastic. She might be a little nuts.
We like them a little nuts.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, in a good way. She's one of us. She's our people.
Yeah, of course.
She's our people. I'm going to read this verbatim. Gina says, I already know everyone will say, tell him now, but hear me out. I've been dating, let's call him Jeff, ..
Mm-hmm.
For about 3 weeks. This relationship is different, and I can see being with him long term. My problem is, I'm 7 weeks pregnant, Jeff has no idea, and it's not mine. Ha!
What?
Yeah. I said the same
what
thing.
What do you mean?
I'm a surrogate for my brother and his wife.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The plot twist.
Amazing. She's unable to have children. Now, Jeff is not, Jeff is not going to have to handle having a child in a few months. But he would conceivably, no pun intended. I love her.
Love it. Love this.
Conceivably. Get it, Adrian? Conceive. Babies. Get it? But he would conceivably be with me during the entire pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I should tell him at some point. But like the other girl... She's referencing, you know, sure, what was right. That again, a week ago, whatever mm-hmm. It was. But like the other girl, right now, do you have to tell right now? Mm-hmm. They're 3 weeks in. She goes, shouldn't I at least make sure this is going somewhere? How do you think he would respond? And then Chet, and I'm going to throw Adrian in on this too. I'll throw this at you as well. Do you, well, Michaela, sure. Do you think this is something you could handle? Love it. And then at the end, love and kisses. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, Gina.
Gina.
I love Gina.
I do too. I do too. The problem is I'm having a baby.
But it's not hers. I'm like, what? Listen.
I'm going to take the end at the beginning. Yes, I think I can. Of course I can handle that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Totally different situation, right?
Yes. Why am I hitting myself Chet in the face? Chet
literally just took his papers and hit himself in the face.
But it's bugging me. It's bugging me.
I know.
Okay. I'll tell you where I'm at on this and then we'll come back.
Okay.
I'll just tell you what. So, no big deal. So why not tell him? Well, but again, no big deal. Why tell him? This is where I'm stuck. And this is where we might need your help. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Gina, what are we going to do with you? I already know everybody will say tell him now, but hear me out. I've been dating, let's call him Jeff, for about 3 weeks. Relationship's different. She sees long term. It's 3 weeks, right? She is 7 weeks pregnant. and it's not hers. Jeff has no idea, by the way. Not hers. What?
What?
She's a surrogate for her brother and his wife. She
makes so much sense when you say that out loud.
So it's not going to be, and it's not going to be his kid. Mm-mm. He doesn't have to, you know, she's just,
yeah.
And then then you're done.
He doesn't have to do a thing.
No, no.
And it kind of makes her sound so hot because she's so sweethearted.
Do we, so Gavin, straight out of the chute.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Well, let's ask these in reverse order. Gavin, is this something you could handle?
Yeah. I can definitely handle that. And I think she should tell him simply because she's doing this amazing thing for someone. And if she's worried at all that he's going to have a problem with that, is that someone she really wants to be with?
You're making a lot of sense, Gavin.
Yeah, he is.
You're making a lot of sense.
Preach.
Yeah. I think I just needed to hear it out loud from somebody who knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's you, but it sounds like you do.
Oh, you sound like you
sounds
do.
Like you know. Yeah, you sound like you know what you're talking about. So I don't know. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Shouldn't I at least make sure this is going somewhere? No.
No.
How do you think he would respond? Well, who cares? Because if he doesn't respond the way you want, and it's been 3 weeks, and I know you see, but she's probably, by the way, doesn't she still have the same hormones and all of that other stuff? Because she's carrying a child?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she's probably, Gavin, don't you think she's probably maybe a little extra ramped up about Jeff?
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure, but, like, still, like, it's the thought that counts. Like, she's doing something that her brother and his wife couldn't do. Like,
yeah, and if he's got a problem with that.
Extremely selfless, you know? Like,
yeah. That's how I feel, too. I think that.
Mad about that.
Right on.
100%.
Hey, have a good weekend, brother. Do you have Chet Buchanan Show shirts yet, Gavin?
I don't.
Well, we're going to make that happen right now. Hang on 1 second. You hang on. Michaela, you were saying.
Dude, it's rare that I'm speechless, but Gav said everything I wanted to say. It's true. Yeah.
So,
who cares? Yeah.
So that you're on. So, yeah, I'm trying to find a reason why she might want to wait, but no, there's nothing. And you know, hey, I really like you. That's why I really want, you should know this, but hey, there's no problem for you.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If she were keeping the baby, it were hers, it would personally affect that man if they chose to stay in a relationship and be in love. This, it does not personally affect him. She's going to give birth in 9 months, give the baby to her brother, then she's going to move on with her life. It does not personally affect him. None of y'all business. Okay, that's it. Sorry. Let's just say that.
And at least until... No, I'm not going to say
what? That.
Well, at least until, you know, like next August, she can't get pregnant. So that's good, right?
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
20 days till toy drive, if you could believe that. I can't. It's that weird. I'm in that weird spot now where it's like, okay, let's go. And I start, this is where I start stressing.
Do
and
you still?
Because, we never know how this is going to turn out. You never know how it. My greatest fear is that there's going to be a year where it just kind of dips, and then you go, well, maybe we've done enough. You know what I mean? It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, but no, dude. I understand that, but no, it's going to rock.
I'm just saying. Just is. You asked, I gave you, asked.
Oh, I know. And I love the vulnerability. I love that answer. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible.
Well, 42 trucks. If we're going to do one more, it's 7,775 bikes. If we're going to do one more, it's $802,390. We got 12 days to figure it out. That's 20 days from now. 32 days from now, toy drive done. That's it. That's it. And you can tell the weather's changing. Now the weather's changing. I do like the idea. Usually the weather really doesn't change until like Thanksgiving week.
Sure.
You know, around there. And I feel like we're getting a jump on that now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what's going on. I swear there was something else I was going to ask you, but I don't remember what it was. We were talking about something, and I don't remember what I was going to ask you about. Must not have been that important.
I don't remember either.
Mm-mm.
What you want to talk about? What you want to talk about?
No, well, I do. Okay, this is important. Y'all, are you a person who goes out running around and does errands on Saturday morning and whatnot? Put this into your schedule.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
Hey, Michaela, and I want to see you tomorrow at the grand opening of Pink Box Donuts, 7530 Oso Blanco Road. You'll have the chance to win a year of free donuts and ribbon cutting at 9 a.m. It's a celebration. So join us and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So even though they didn't let you do the siren the other day at the Golden Knights game. Maybe they're holding that. They're holding that for another time. They'll bring you back another time. You didn't get? Did you get to ride the Zamboni?
No. I was just the Vegas born artist at a game, and Lisa was the nightclub DJ.
She says just.
That's it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, still really good. You know, the reason why I just didn't know how immersive your experience was.
Sure.
Just because, and you will know hockey. The closer you get to it, it's quite dangerous. In all honesty, those skates are very sharp. The Zamboni, you don't want to end up underneath one of those. And there are other dangers, seen and unseen, that you might not be aware of. Take, for example, this. A guy who was working on a rink in the UK, I don't know if you know, nearly 16,000 gallons of water it takes to make a hockey rink, right?
Wow.
Dude was out there. Now, what he was doing with his daughter's bright pink phone, I have no idea. But he set it down and forgot about it. And they made the ice. And his daughter's phone is encased in the ice.
Oh, no.
And it's got to stay there until next spring when hockey season is over.
Uh-huh. Girl, kiss that phone goodbye. Just get a new one.
The director of the rink says if we were to dig it out, it would affect the structure of the ice. So they'd literally have to take all the ice out and then redo the ice all over again.
Knowing that teenage girl, she was like, yeah, do it. Take all the ice out. I want my phone.
Yeah, they're not doing that. So the guy who, strangely enough, would like to remain anonymous, promised his daughter a new phone if this one doesn't work when it's recovered. I got to be honest, whatever phone company that is, I would be there the day that thing comes out of the ice to see if that thing worked. And because that's a commercial waiting to happen. But I just thought that was funny. It's like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Do the people not do a full sweep of the area and make sure everything, like, you don't want to leave your hammer in there or whatever else?
I actually wonder what's been left under there, what they uncover when it's all over.
Let alone your daughter's phone and it's ink.
Uh-huh.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Shep Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Michaela, what happened to you?
Okay, so I live with my mother-in-law and Lisa, my fiance. Lisa's mother-in-law has quite a few houses that they've purchased over the years that they rent out as like properties.
Baller.
Smarty pants.
Yeah, so right?
There's a house on the corner where we live that Lisa's mother rents out to a family. So we've been getting like these emails saying, hey, there's been some thievery in the neighborhood on a house that's being remodeled. So first, we're not thinking too much into it, but Lisa thinks she's Nancy Drew. Like, Lisa will investigate anything. So she's sort of piqued her interest, not totally paying attention. Now, as the emails are coming through throughout the week, copper pipes are what's being stolen.
Oh God, everybody. How is nobody getting caught stealing? Is it that easy to steal copper? You know, there's an entire, and first of all, I'm mad at Fox 5, and I'll take this up during Toy Drive. I'm mad at Fox 5 for not including my neighborhood in the, so they had this story on the copper wires being stolen out of the streetlights and how everything's dark.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what? It's dark in my neighborhood, too, because they've also stolen ours. But when they showed the map on the screen, it stopped right at my neighborhood. And honestly, I felt excluded. But how? So is stealing copper wire that simple?
Well, copper pipes. I mean, it's like they were waking up at 2 a.m. because it was being caught on a neighbor's doorbell camera.
On the cameras.
So Lisa recognizes through this email that it's the renter of her mother's home on the corner of the street.
Yeah.
So she calls the police. She's like, listen, I've got some intel. Lisa's a cop now. So they've been exchanging information for a couple of weeks. You guys, they literally got into a shootout just a couple days ago. The renter of the home and the police, because they went back for the fourth time.
That was your neighborhood?
Yes.
Lord, did you guys shoot too?
No, well, I mean, I shot my camera. I was trying to get content. I was like, I'm going to throw this on TikTok.
You can't shoot. You can't join in. They won't let you do it. But I'm making a citizen's arrest. No, please.
They're like, go home, Michaela.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, you ready for this? This will stick with you forever.
Let's do
You'll
it.
You'll remember this forever because I know I went, mystery uncovered. Those black dots up at the top of your windshield.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're called frits. F-R-I-T-S. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're an enamel that's baked into the glass to ease the temperature transition from the black band around the edge to the clear part of the glass so it doesn't expand and crack, especially here in the desert. Know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, I love that.
Now that black band that's on there, that needs to be there because it blocks the UV light and protects the glue that holds the windshield into place so it doesn't pop out. Again, I would imagine, especially here in the desert.
Sure.
So now you know. And
I love that. That's good information.
By the way, get your eyes back on the road right now. You're driving. You're like, hey, yeah, I'm right. Look at that. Pay attention. We're not responsible for you running into folks. In China, you're much more likely to see, well, not much more likely, but you're more likely than here to see guard geese as opposed to guard dogs.
That's amazing.
Geese are more territorial and they have better eyesight.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of afraid of geese. Have you ever gone to like feed ducks and geese like start just chasing you? You're like, okay, bye.
I learned at a very young age, and dare I say, I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, don't get away from those geese. They're mean. And I was like, It's literally one of my earliest memories. I was like 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had a goose. And I go running towards the thing. And she's like, come on. And before she could grab my arm, you know, and swing me over her head, because she would have yanked my arm right back out of the socket. She swung and missed, right? I still to this day remember her fingernails on the back of my arm. That's how close she was. It was just, you know, like a little soft as she tried to grab me, like a Wolverine movie where the claws come out. And so it would have cut my shirt, but not my skin, you know, had she been Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely got away. And then the goose turned on me and like honked, you know, because I was attacking it. It didn't know any better.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped. And for half a second, the goose and I stared each other in our eyes. And then he started chasing me. And I was like, and before I could get back to the comfort and safety of my mother, who was also running, by the way. No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't. But, fend for yourself, Chet.
Nope. Before I could get back, the goose bit me in the ribs.
Oh, God.
No, they're mean. They're mean. Don't mess with it. If you learn nothing else today, the black dots in your car windshield are called spits, and never mess with a goose. Have an amazing weekend, everybody. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
We are checking equipment. We are in preparation mode for Complex Con as it invades Las Vegas this weekend. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. We'll have plenty of content as we go through the weekend. Plus, check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe.
And Michaela Garden.
I'm Michaela Garden, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
Of course you will, as you get yourself ready for your big F1 appearance next week. She truly is only using us for the medical insurance. She makes so much money. See, it's disgusting. It just...
Awesome. I love that you think I'm rich.
It's awesome. Every one of those little sparkly things on her gown, it's a $5 bill. You don't know that. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.